Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Know his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
The Father of Light, the Father of the Spirit, the Lord God of grace, God of all flesh, awesome. Only you is awesome. Only you is awesome. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your fatherhood. Thank you for your parenting. Thank you for what you did for us from the beginning of times. Time and season are not enough to express our gratitude. We give you praise. Gift of life, blessed be your name. Awesome. 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 Oh, you are awesome. Lord, you are awesome. Oh, Briba Sotodoboye. Oh, you are awesome. In Christ alone,
my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. He's cornerstone.
Oh,
yeah,
the devil is my cornerstone.
To the best of God, that's all. What light of love, what end of fear, when fears are filled, when silence fills,
my comforter, my only God, here in the love of Christ, and God, in Christ alone,
who took on flesh, fullness of God he had, blessed the Spirit of God in righteousness.
We stand to tell our story, and it is your story. The sacrifice you made at Calvary, the reconciliation you did for humanity. Thank you, dear Father. We give you praise. Spirit of the living God, glorify the Father, glorify the Son. Bless us with your truth. Bring us into your sonship. Let our consciousness be elicited to know you as Father, to relate with you as Father, to call you our Father. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Praise the Lord. I cannot but thank God again for the life of Pastor, for this privilege to stand here. You know, this message was unprepared, but it was also prepared on Friday, when he was leading the prayer, and the Holy Spirit began to minister to my heart about certain things that is going in the midst of many of us who, out of ignorance, have not understood the fatherhood of God and have related with God, especially in line with their relationship with their father. They have fear, they have phobia. They have issue in their heart because of their earthly parent. Because they have issue with their earthly parents, and there is a carryover of that issue. And so when Pastor was talking about birthright, I don't know the prayer point that he led to that point. When he was praying about, when he was talking about birthright, the Holy Spirit began to minister unto my heart. And I know that it is a timely word that needed to be delivered on time. So I asked him that he should let me speak to you this morning. So once again, I thank you. I appreciate you. Praise God. I want to talk this morning about, you know, what I have named, what I have put down as the birthright of saint in Christ Jesus. The birthright of saint in Christ Jesus. The birthright of saint in Christ Jesus. Praise God. If you don't understand your birthright with your dad or with your mom, you will not be able to appreciate your birthright in Christ Jesus. You will not also be able to appreciate or to activate and make use of the right that you have as an adopted son of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have right, certain rights and privilege that accrue to us in Christ Jesus. And it is important for us to teach it and to elicit our mind towards this right so that we begin to enjoy those rights. Praise God. Our birthright as saints in Christ. We are birthright. Many have despised their birthright. In Christ Jesus, they have trampled on it. They have not made use or made good of the advantage that they have as children of the living God. Praise God. I want you to understand that the type of fatherhood of God is the godly father. Godly father is the type of fatherhood of God. I say that again. Godly father. It's not all fathers that are type of fatherhood of God. But godly father are types. They are the types of the fatherhood of God. So if God bless you with a godly father, with a father that has good name, with a father that has lived well, with a father that has trained you in the way of the Lord, you don't know, you'll be able to appreciate and relate with God as father. Praise God. But if you are unfortunate to have such, then you have one in the church as a father who you can relate with as father. Praise God. Listen, the fatherhood of flesh is not necessarily limited to biological father. Hello? It's not necessarily limited to biological father. We really need to understand that there are people that God has placed around us strategically. It could be uncle. It could be your pastor. It could be the person you are living with. They are caregiver. They have shown love, affection, concern, and most importantly, discipline upon you for you to become a better person. Now, so in other words, God is giving you a type of him. And he's showing you a type of him as a father. And the essence of all of these things is for you to be able to relate with God as father. Many of us does not understand how to relate with God as father. God is more of a father to us than God. I don't know whether you understand this. God is more of a father to a believer who is born again, who is sanctified, who are washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ than God. He's the God of all flesh. but is the Father of the Spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And so we really need to understand the essence of his fatherhood and how to relate with him so that we can take full advantage of God. Praise God. Now listen, like I said, either your earthly father, but if you don't even have that, like I said, you have another example. God has not left you without example. God has not left you without a father. Praise God. He hasn't. No one. So many of us are bitter with our father. We are angry with our father that he has not shown me the way of life. He has not shown me the light. He has not brought me up the way he should bring me up. He has not shown concern and affection. When I needed to go to school, he wasn't there. When I needed to travel to America, he denied me. He had the money that he could do all of this thing for me, but he refused to be a responsible father. Praise God. Thank God for him. But most importantly, thank God for where you are today. It's as a result of help that you are what you are today. And he has also raised an individual in pastorate. He has raised an individual in pastorate. He has raised an individual either in the kingdom or within the family as a father to care for you, to show you love, to show you affection, and most importantly, to give you discipline. Praise God. If you don't know what father is, we wouldn't appreciate the effort, father. And it's very, very significant for us to know he's not only a provider. Hello? He is not only a provider, but he is also a disciplinarian. God is not only a provider, but he is also a disciplinarian. So, when you are raised up by a disciplined father, now, a father who can deny you a certain pleasure that could distort the rest of your life, thank God for him. Financially, he was not there. Thank God for him. But you have that fear and phobia that if my father should hear me doing this, he will kill me. I won't forget in a hurry a story of my daughter, Temitope, when she was asked to come and do the face of MTN. I don't know whether MTN or one of those things. And then we put her, he said, it was a lot of money. He said, if my father should see my picture outside, he won't spare me, he will kill me. It was then that he told me, I said, if it is MTN, I would have allowed you. Praise God. Bring money home. Hallelujah. But thank God for that fear. And I used to say it, I don't know the kind of this. As a matter of fact, when they were describing me before me, I was sorry for myself. Praise God. I was quite sorry for myself. So when somebody say you are hard, I've shown hardness to my daughters. And it is reflected upon their life till death. They can take care of themselves. So if God raised somebody for you in the church to discipline you, please take him as father. Relate with him as father. Deal with him as father. You won't have an excuse before God that you don't have a father who cares or who discipline. Because he has raised one for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, like I said, parenting is not limited to biological father, but it is also extended to your pastors and your caregivers. Many of us, I don't know, Pastor Dancy, do you live with somebody who has made your life miserable before? I have. Praise God. I have. And I thank God for them. I give God glory for their lives. I am so happy that I passed through them. Praise God. I can't explain, you know, in my presence they will be eating amala and okra. And I will be hungry. I will be hungry and they will be looking at me. In fact, they will bring it to my presence, their children. And Well, and my eyes will be so red for hunger. My eyes will be so red for hunger. But guess what? All the children of my uncle that did that to me passed through me. There is none of them that did not pass through me. Except one. There is none of them. So when you have such, you are in that condition, thank God for your life. It's just for a while. Don't forget the story of Joseph, who suffered and was humiliated in the house of Potiphar. And yet he became Lord over him. Praise God. So you don't have to complain. Listen, like I said, it's not biology. It's not fatherhood. It's not about biological relation. It's more than that. It's more than that. It's more. You know what the Bible describes your dad? The best of your dad is a wicked man before God. Praise God. The best of your father, the best among the father, is counted as wicked before God. So how will you now be angry with the one that is naturally wicked? Do you understand? When the one that you consider as good, God said is wicked. He said, how many of you that is a father? As it, how many of you a wicked father? And you give him stone. If you, a wicked father, knows how to give good gifts, he's giving good gifts. Yes, Jesus called us wicked. We need help. We need help. And so this should help us to begin to relate with people with that kind of mindset, that what this man is doing for me is for my good. Nobody hates anybody. Nobody wish anybody any evil, especially a pastor. Praise God. It's not him. So if it's not him, irrespective of how his hardness, please, is your father. The book of 2 Corinthians, I think. 1 Corinthians 4:15. 4:15, quickly, please. Because of time. So that I can travel with this message. I want to make sure that I drive the point home. 1 Corinthians 4:15. Are you there? For though you have 10,000 what? Instructors. You have 10,000 instructors in Christ. Yet, have ye not many fathers? Have ye not many fathers? For in Christ Jesus, I have what? Begotten you through what? Through the gospel. In Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. So, in church, a man of God that is preaching gospel unto you, like Paul, is a father to you. And you must learn how to relate with him as father. But that's not my emphasis. My emphasis is in relating with God as father. And I'm going to draw the reasons why we need to relate with him as father. Why we should not cringe or tiptoe around him as father, but to come to him with all boldness of son. Praise God. Federa will never stop amazing me. Nobody can mess up my food like her. She doesn't have fear. And she doesn't do it to many people. Among we say that, why is it that you don't come to me? She knows her limits. Praise God. But she will just come. In fact, the fattest of the meat, she will take it. It's her mother that will say, take it from her and bring it back to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But this is the time to let her feel what it is, what fatherhood is all about. I can't spoil a child. Possible. Praise God. Is it that I send him away, or her away, or he bends, or I go away from the person? I say, Pastor, that's the right word. Or I go away myself. Praise God. Because I was brought up with hard with rod. Praise God. I was brought up in a hard condition. My wife used to tell me, oh, the fit here, we yellow me. Cause the pattern here will change. That's the truth. Oh, you know, yes, it's better for us. Pattern here will change. You see somebody who misbehaves in the church, trace the history. He's from home. He's from home. You see the one that is good in the church, that is useful in the church, that you can dependable and reliable. Trace the history. He's from home. And so, when we come to this place and we represent as Father, please appreciate him. Appreciate us. I'm not only talking about male gender, man. Do you understand? Let's appreciate people who stand for us, especially in discipline. Praise God. It was, thank God for him. There are two people that I wanted to send home. In adoption clan, I would have bite my finger. Because the person did very well. I said, no, your clothes. And of course, I gave the money. I gave, said, take money, go and change. You can't present. Pastor said it's true. But later pastor said, it's a wisdom. It's an elderly wisdom. He said, Koto Lossi, waiting for what's the boss? Shuttle boss. He said, it's the problem. This and that and so on. You know, the way he said it, I said, okay, no problem. Praise God. And, of course, it's good. She may not appreciate what I did. She may say, oh, this man. But I said, if you want to present, you want, there's a guy that I said, you are not presenting. I said, if you want to present in school, your project, are you going to dress like this? I asked him, because he's in the academy, he's a lecturer. I said, do they dress like this to present these days? Because things are changing. And he said, no, they can't. I said, so, no. Do you understand? It looks strict, but it's a preparation for the day ahead when you are going to do similar thing in a secular world. Praise God. So we really need to understand this concept. Please, you will give me more money. I will drive this thing home. Praise God. Now, where many fathers have shown care, love and affection, but they fail in the area of discipline. They fail in the area of discipline. Hallelujah. You have an house help, or house help, or a house help, whichever. We don't call them out. Stop knocking on your house help. Praise God. You have somebody staying under your roof, and all the chore, the house chore, is concentrated on that person alone, and your children are looking. You are preparing her to inherit your property. That's the truth. You are preparing her to inherit your property. You just have to, don't spare your children of house chores. Don't. That is not affection. That is not care. That is not love. That is not how to parent. How to parenting. Praise God. That's not parenting. That's why many of you are in the noodles. You can't cook more than noodles. You are looking for sister, for brother now to marry you. Before a brother will marry you, he will want to come to your house and see, taste your food. And by the time there is excess salt or excess Maggi, you see, the second time, again, excess salt and excess Maggi, you're on your own. He will just walk away. So, when they are training you now, when they are telling you that you are too young for certain things that is expensive, for certain things that is beyond your income, what about when you marry a teacher? How are you going to cope? Praise God. How are you going to cope? What about when you marry a low-income earner? How are you going to cope? Praise God. These are the training that Father gives. These are the training that Father gives. And if we don't take those training, we won't live as a better wife tomorrow. I And we will not live as a better husband. Many men are very selfish, self-centered. Such person can never be a father. You are not only a father to your children alone. People that are under your care, under your watch, you are also a father to them. Treat them as one. Treat them the way you will treat your children. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry for being hard this morning, but we just need to say the truth. Listen. One of your birthrights as a child or as an individual is an unhindered access. You have an unhindered access, sir. Did Cinderella get permission before she comes? What about Princess? Princess is growing now. She just in. She just come here and she, in fact, she won't mind whether somebody is talking to her, is her father. She starts talking, she starts unhindered access. It's a type of God. Do you understand? As a father, he's a type, he represents the fatherhood of God. He's showing the example of what God, who God is as a father. We have an unhindered access. As children of Most High God, we have an unrestricted access. We don't need an intermediary. Like many of you that still consult prophets, you are not born again. Yes, tell them. Their souls still require a wash. What? Are you a bastard? Can't you pray? Can't you talk to God? Is God your grandfather? God does not have grandchild. God does not have grandchild. All are direct children. It's either you are or you are not. Praise God. So why would I now go and consult a prophet? Yeah, Joe. Mufe Losi America. Eba mi wubuya London ni. Let me check. You, something is wrong with your brain. Praise God. And now we say, go back. There they will introduce iniquity and unrighteousness to you. And you are gone forever. Praise God. God speak to you. You have not heard well. Not to talk of man. I don't know whether you understand. God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, there is no... that it is true that many African fathers have denied their children of legitimate right. Praise God. So it has become legitimate right. I use myself as an example. I was an athlete. Good athlete. Of course, Oliole 79, yes. Oliole 79. I won a gold medal. This one that they just finished now at Benin. I won gold medal. And the coach was after me. You know what my father will do? My father will carry cutlass. Still marry yesenile me. Because of his selfish need. So I was denied of that skill. I was denied completely of that skill. We have fathers like that we say, message mofeko raka. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think I was like that too. Praise God. Yes. You know, I wanted dollars. You know, you must read medicine. You must read medicine. And she went, I have to take her to Port Harcourt. One private university. Madonna. We go to, you understand? I have to take her to Madonna University. Amen, as a pastor. For her to register for mercy. But as God will have it, I think she slept and she wound herself and her head. In fact, when I saw my daughter, I could not recognize her. We flew her from Port Harcourt to Lutz. Praise God. It was God that saved her life. After she was okay, she said, do you still want me to go back? I said, not again. Choose whatever you want. Praise God. We have people like that, African fathers, who does not recognize skill, and they want you to travel on the same way. Praise God. I guess that was what Pastor was saying the other time. about the academic choice, about the choice of your course. You understand? And career. You know, you just want, this is the way you should go. Can't you see the son of my children, who is a medical doctor? God bless him. The man works in Chevron. I want you to be like that, and that is not his career. Praise God. No wonder God said, wicked father. Because they could not discern what is good for that children. And it's only God that could discern it. But guess what? Many of us did not. We never bother to consult God before we make choice. There are many people that you advise, go and read this course. And they are, no, kinikon, I'm no le kashe course, course here will find. And Tony Cole lost a course here. Oti, do you know how many years he has been living? He understands the terrain more than you. And so because you feel that, oh, that is what I like. We will see. Tomorrow we all be here. We all be here. And you say, oh, daddy card any more bong by here. Praise God. We don't bother to consult God even when it comes to choice of career because we feel that God is not bothered about that thing. Listen, for everything that has to do with his son, just like your father is concerned, just like I am concerned about Feidara, God is also concerned about everything that has to do with you. He's concerned. He wants a consultation. He wants a relationship. He wants a fellowship. It's not when you have a need that you should relate with God as Father. Even when you don't have a need, relate with Him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the question to be asked is that what is the birthright of the saint in Christ? Romans 9:25. Quickly, please. Romans 9:25. Quickly, please. Romans 9:25. He said, as he said also in the book of Isaiah or Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not what? My people. And I beloved, which was not beloved. Praise God. Praise God. I listened to Pastor Adeboye and he said something very skillful out of experience this week. He said Paul was only flattering us when he said, ye that are not God's people, as he now called God's people. He said he was just kind, he was nice with word. That he would have called us the way Christ addressed us, ye dogs. Praise God. Ye dogs. But he was, because of the love of a father, and he said, you know you are not people before, but now you are people. What's the difference? Do you understand? I said, a experience agbalagba, a message. He said, you are not people, but now you are people. It's the same thing. As what Christ said, he said, ye dogs, we don't give children food to dogs. Praise God. But now, he said, we have become the people of God. And just like Christ is the first begotten, we are also the first begotten of Christ. I don't know whether you understand it. We are the first and the last begotten of Christ. Christ is not going to begotten any child apart from us that he has begotten. And so, if Christ is the Son of God, we are also joint heirs together with him, together with Christ. We are also joint heirs together with Christ. In other words, the access that Christ has is the same access that I have, is the same access that you have. Praise God. Christ does not have a better access. You say this is too much. What this man is saying is too much. Christ does not have a better access than you and me. Praise God. We have equal access. Can go to the Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So So in other words, you need to live right. You need to do what? To live right. You need to live well. Your conduct must be in line with somebody who wants to approach. Listen, if I want to go and see, I was invited to governor's office last week. And I just look at it that, what kind of dress do I put on that will befit somebody who is coming? It's not even governor that I was visiting though. Why? Because I know that there is possibility for me to meet old friends, people that we have initially worked together, and that was exactly how it worked. So I have to take my best. And my wife said, praise God. You know the way women. He said, Mbolen Loleni. Muni, yes, I have an appointment in governor's office. Okay, oh. Praise God. If you want to see a governor or somebody very important, won't you dress? Won't you live well? Won't you dress well? Will you wear boxer? Will you wear tear torn jeans? Do you understand? Are you going to put on torn jeans? Are you going to sack and put your something here? Praise God. That is the same thing with God. In other words, even when he's not looking at our dress, he's looking at our conduct. He's looking at our behavior. The Bible says that the eyes of God cannot behold iniquity. So you need a lot of cleansing and purging. Purity of mind. If you want to assess him as a son, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me the book of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 13. Hebrews 9, 13. Quickly, please. Look at this scripture. It's amazing. He said, for if the blood of bulls, please, let's read it carefully. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, or sprinkling to the unclean, okay, the ashes of an heifer sprinkling to an unclean person, somebody with leprosy, sanctified to the purifying of flesh, sanctifying to the purifying of flesh. Because it's important for us to understand the statutory work of the blood of Christ. If we don't understand the statutory work of the blood of Christ, we won't take maximum advantage of that blood. The Bible is talking about the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling to a leper. Sanctify the leper to the flesh, to the extent that the leper become healed. Do you understand? A leper, what they do, what can buy a rule lorry? And he became clean. He was clean. He became clean. Purifying of the flesh. Look at verse 14. Give me verse 14. Look at, he said, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from what? From the dead work to serve who? The living God. In other words, your sin is not only forgiven, but your sin is also cleansed when you apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise God. One of the reasons why many of us still continue in sin is because we have not activated the blood of Jesus Christ as a cleanser. Hello. The word cleansing is not the same thing as the word forgiveness. Okay? Forgiveness is different from cleansing. You may be forgiven and yet your sin is not cleansed. That's why the Bible said that blessed is the man in whose iniquities are what? Are forgiven. Praise God. You may be forgiven, but you also need to be cleansed. In other words, the blood of Jesus Christ has capacity and potential to cleanse the source of this of your sin, which is conscience. I don't know whether you understand. So, what do? You go to the Father. This is who I am. I am weak in this area. I'm asking the blood to cleanse it, the source of this sin. The source of the sin is your conscience. The source of the sin is your soul. Because your soul is yet to be cleansed. And when you apply the blood for cleansing, they remove that aspect of sin from your conscience in such that you are completely purified and you are completely made whole. Praise God. You remember that young man who met with Jesus? What can I do to inherit the kingdom of God? He said, do this. He said, I've done all those things. Oh, well, I think that wasn't it. That wasn't it. He was telling Christ, he said, from my youth, I've done all those things. In other words, what that boy was saying that he has never had sin. But that is not true. Do you understand? But every time he used this blood of goats. He used this blood of Ephah, because God said that he that is without sin, there is no one without sin. Well, use this. Somebody have the blood cleansed. Have the blood cleansed. And it's the blood of bulls. That the man has come into maturity that he overcomes sin. Praise God. You can overcome sin. You can overcome unrighteousness. You have to begin to deal with it one after the other. First this one. I said this is the most concrete one. Praise God. This is the most difficult one. Now you begin to say, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon this area of my sin. Cleanse this area. Cleanse this area. Purify my soul. Purify. I don't want to walk. Before you know what is happening. You got to back my badra here for 9 months. Only mat to bear. You just discover that you are not doing it again. When that one is cleansed, you come to another one. You begin to cleanse it. When that one is cleansed, you come to another one until you are complete. Baba, you will not sit down in the seat of Moses. Praise God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, in other words, the blood of Jesus Christ is a statutory, it's a statutory for our sonship. Yes. It's a statutory for our sonship. The blood of Jesus Christ, in other words, what am I saying? I'm saying that even when you go into bad conduct, let that not drive you away from the presence of your Father. Come to Him, ask for mercy. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for cleansing. Ask for purification. Listen, the living dog is better than the dead lion. You are a dog, living dog. But it's better than the lion that is dead, that does not have hope of forgiveness. So you come until you are completely cleansed. Don't run away from Father again. Stop running away. Do you know that many people run away from church? Because of sin. Because of iniquity. What am I going to tell pastor now? How am I going to appear before pastor now? They have not understood the fatherhood of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm rounding up. I will soon round up. Please forgive me. So, the sacrifice of Jesus, the Lord, has granted us statutory position of birthright. It has given us statutory position of birthright where we approach Him unhindered. Hebrews 4:15, verse 16. 4:15, 4, verse 15 to 16. He said, quickly here. He said, for we have not an high priest. We cannot be touched. Please listen to this. For we have not an high priest. We cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, though without sin. Okay? But we that have sinned, he said, let us therefore come boldly unto the what? To the throne of grace, that we may obtain what? Mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. That infirmity in your life is a need. I don't know whether you understand. That infirmity in your life that makes you to sin, that makes you to run contrary to what your father has said you should not do, is an infirmity. Go and obtain mercy for cleansing. Go and obtain mercy for purification. It's a need, and God can deal with that need. Many of us think that our need is material. Listen, if you live well, material will follow you. It may take time. I don't know whether it was prophecy. Yes, it was prophecy that I was saying during the prayer. I was saying it. I don't know who was leading. When God was saying that, don't worry, I will do it for you, bit by bit. It's not going to be a spontaneous thing. I stand there. Oh, you remember me? God bless you. I will do it bit by bit. It's not going to be spontaneous. It's bit by bit. God deals with us bit by bit. That is his pattern. Do you remember how he did with Israel when he was taking them out of Egypt? The journey that would have taken them 40 days, he took them through a long stress in order to learn righteousness there, bit by bit. So your need is not limited to material things. Your area of infirmity is a need. Can you say my area of infirmity is a need? And I will ask God for help. And I know he will help me. Praise God. So, the blood does not only forgive sin, but cleanses. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you know the advantage of being born to a father like Pastor E. Adeboye. I mean biological father. No, he calls some of you his children. But are you actually his children? Do you understand? If you know the significance, if you are a biological son or daughter of Pastor E. Adeboye or Bishop Oyedepo, you won't school in Futa. Praise God. No, truth must be told. You won't school in Futa. I want Mama Melo not lost his school in Nigeria. You won't school in Futa. You won't. You won't school in Futa. I don't want to liken, when we look at people who we want to emulate, let's not look at the likes of Dangote. I want you to walk on honey. Do you understand? Every money that does not save soul, that does not affect your soul, is corruption. Praise God. You won't school in Futa if your father, you can imagine, even if Pastor Adeboye is my uncle, I'll be in charge of 5 states. as regional pastor. Praise God. Only one is abroad, nothing pastor. There is a lady. The pastor is the head pastor in England. Europe. That is relationship. That is birthright. Don't criticize them. Hello, Abima. That is birthright. It's their right. Their father labor for it. It's their right. Stop saying that. Where were you? It's their right. It is their right to enjoy. It's their birthright because their father is there. Do you think if you are the president of Federal Republic of Nigeria, you will not bring so many people in your family to NNPC? How is that? Buhari is doing it. And of course, when I heard that, I didn't criticize him. Because if I am there now, Pastor, it has always been like that in Nigeria. Obasanjo is a conservative person. Obasanjo is another type of president that I don't think Nigeria will ever had. Obasanjo, how many of those head of state, Lomawon were in the military? They won't send them. Obasanjo sent his own. Go and fight. Yes, go and fight for yourself. And you will discover that when that man must have gone, they will sustain the wealth of their father. Because they are, where is the children of Abiola today? Praise God. But he threw all of them. There was a time when Yabo was cursing his her father. Why? Because she wanted more money. Let's not talk about those people. Praise God. Hallelujah. So now, if we are saying that being a child of Adeboye or Oyedepo is an advantage, how much more being a child of God? How much more being a daughter of God? How much more being a son of God? Can you rise on your feet and lift up your hand and give God praise for this privilege of sonship? Just give him praise. Worship him for the birthright that you have with him. Worship him for the birthright that you have with him. Honor him for the birthright that you have with him. Hallow him for the birthright that you have with him. Bow before him is a privilege. It's a privilege. Oh, we give you praise. We worship the King of Glory. Thank you for bringing up Mosete de Endra Re. Rebrolia Mosete de. We are the children of Most High God. We are the children of Most High God. We are grateful for the privilege. We come to our birthright. We come to our birthright. We will not profane it. We will not abuse it. We will not trample upon it on the ground. We will not cast our birthright before the swine. We will keep it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. All eyes closed. You have a heart with your dad. All eyes closed. You have a heart with your dad. You have a heart with your dad. You have a heart with your dad. I have a daughter in Akure here who had issue with her dad. And the Holy Spirit asked me to call her and talk to her. And I called her. I said, call your dad. She said, I can't. What am I going to tell him? I will never. And I told her, I said, well, I'm asking you to call your dad, not because of your dad, but I'm asking you to call your dad because of yourself. Because if you pray with bitterness against your dad, your prayer will not ascend. And she started crying on phone, and I dropped. Praise God. Few days later, I learned that, of course she did not call the dad, but the dad also said that I'm not going to call her. But I started praying for her. But Lord, I know this woman is bitter, this woman has been injured, please cleanse her. And I learned that yesterday the father called her and they are okay now. Yes, your father has hurt you. He has not shown an example of godly father. He has not shown an example of the type of fatherhood of God. Yet, he's your father. If there is some such person in our midst this morning, I want to pray for you. I want to ask God to heal you. I want to ask God to purge your heart, to cleanse you, to cleanse that bitterness from your heart. Do we have such person? Just raise up your hand. Raise it properly. Raise it properly. Raise it properly. All eyes closed. Please, can you come forward? All of you come forward. Please come forward. All of you come forward. Oh, Bridabo Sentedebo. Egadebo Setende. Pastor. Riapro Sotodo. Ekridabo Sotondo Yeklia Satadabayi. Oh, Papo Pa, Piala Posato, Papo Seten de Boye, Pili Munimaike Setede, Pro Tepo Sete de Boye, Biabo Baba, Bibabo Liabo Sete de, Yadobo Sete de, Yakete de Boye Bo, Zebodo, I am as wicked as their father, but I obtain mercy. Lord, I obtain mercy. Lord, I obtain mercy. I ask the mercy of God to prevail. I ask for spirit of forgiveness to rest on you. I ask for spirit of forgiveness to rest on you. I ask for cleansing of all bitterness and hate that is laid into your heart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive cleansing today. Receive purification today. Receive cleansing today. Receive purification today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are healed. You are healed. Receive healing. Receive healing. Receive healing. You are healed. The Lord heal you. The Lord touch you. The Lord make you whole. You are healed. You will proceed forth in this journey. Your journey will not be aborted. You are healed. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive healing. Receive healing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Lord. We hallow the name of the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Listen, indication of forgiveness. Talk to your dad. Talk to your dad. I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult. I have gone through it before. I've gone through it before. My father hurt me when I was to enter into secondary school. He took my admission letter and gave it to his my half brother. I said, it is after my half brother graduate from school that I will go to school. And I walked away from him. I did not see my father until the day of my wedding. Praise God. But that day, God cleansed me and he purified my heart. Please forgive him. Forgive him. You are the one who will take care of him. You are the one who will nurse him. You are the one who will take him abroad. You are the one who will take him. You look at it that, can I do it? You will do it. God will give you the grace and the resources to do it. God bless you. Please try to call him. If you can call him, call him. Talk to him. God will help you in Jesus' name. Thank you very much.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many faith-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.